This is Hunt for Beer, where homebrewers and professionals give you the story behind their brew.
I'm with Tim Rosenberger, superintendent of the Kentucky State Fair Homebrew Contest. Tim, you've just gone through and announced the winners, judging the last couple of days. Can you tell us how this competition works?
Yes, I can. The basis of all beer judging is the BJCP, and it's a national program. The judges will take your information and then they'll compare what the guideline styles are so they can judge your beer according to that.
Well, I understand you had a bunch of national and regional judges
We had five national judges and three master judges. So what we do is it takes about 15 minutes to judge one beer at two judges. And what they'll do, they're a scale from 1 to 50, and there's five small capsules underneath that, what the beer looks like, what it smells like, the aroma, what it tastes like, an overall impression. All these things are looked at when a beer is judged. When they finish with that, there's two judges. Then also beers are separated by category. There's 28 categories and a total of 96 subcategories. And then judges are put in flights. They will take in and sit down in those categories and look and judge those beers on their own merits. Then once that beer is judged on its own merits, then it will be compared to the other within that category. At the final analysis in each of the 28 categories, the first, second, and third place, and sometimes honorable mention, is awarded. And then the first place of all those 28 categories is taken, and the national master judges, then they judge, look at those and taste those, and they select the top beer for the whole show.
So you had 28 categories, and how many beers did you have entered this year?
We had 344 beers entered this year and 14 labels.
And so I saw you had a room full of judges. How long does this whole process take?
This process takes, we judge from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday night. And then we began judging at 9:30 this morning, and we judged up until about 4:30 today to take care of all these entries.
So you just announced the winners. Who's the big winners of this year's?
Well, the big winners, we had several big winners. One, the biggest winner is the Brewer of the Year award that went to Christopher Owen.
And how's that determined?
How that's determined is that each brewer that enters, the number of entries they have, first place is 4 points, second place is 3, third place is 2, and honorable mention is 1. And whoever has the highest points, that brewer is given that award for Brewer of the Year.
And then you had a best of show?
We have best of show. We have three best of show awards. One, we have a beer label competition here at the Kentucky State Fair, and that was won by Marianne Ningen. We have a best of show for meads and ciders, and that went to Jane Kraut. And then we had a best of show in beer, and that went to Craig Brown.
And what was the best of show beer? What style was that?
It was a light American Pilsner, of all things. Would you think that? A light American Pilsner. And I just spoke to the brewer, Craig, and he's like in shock that a light American Pilsner just won best of show.
Yeah, usually it's some wild beer, like a sour or a stout.
Well, last year it was a Gose, G-O-S-E. It's a kind of off-style German wheat that's got a little tartness to it and salt in it. and the two previous years, it was sours that won. And the reason why one of our local microbreweries, Apocalypse, they take whoever is the best of show winner, that person gets to brew over at their brewery. Well, the last thing that a brewery wants is to brew a sour because it can contaminate everything.
Sure.
So they're happy it's an American light lager.
So we can expect to see Craig cooperating with Apocalypse and brewing a beer here sometime soon.
Very soon. Leah just told him that she's going to be his brewmaker.
There we go. Well, thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, sir.